Welcome to Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Jacob Gibbs.
I'm Clint Chalkley.
What's going on, guys?
Dude.
We got a special guest in the house sitting in for Tony. Clint Chalkley, what's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling.
Hanging out. You're a Coleman guy, but originally where are you from?
Alabama.
Alabama? You've moved around a little bit.
Yeah, 9 school systems.
Yeah? 9? Did you say 9 school systems?
Oh, wow.
Really? I didn't realize that. Yeah, okay. I've known Clint for a little while, since probably high school.
Right.
10th grade, had the fastest crossover in basketball.
Really?
Yeah, fastest bad dribble. You know what I mean?
That's one thing that... I could dribble okay, but I was just not a good basketball player. You ever met people like that?
It's
like,
oh, yeah.
You know,
I am one.
Yeah, right.
It's not like I dribbled off my toes or anything. I just couldn't make baskets at all.
That's a key part of
that. Is a big part.
I loved basketball, you know, growing up with Michael Jordan and all that.
Oh, man,
but
yeah.
Then you have to realize at some point that you just don't have the genes.
It takes height matters, doesn't it? Does it in basketball at the end of the day?
I thought that until I saw that little Tennessee guy, the point guard.
Oh, he was
Ziegler or whatever.
Yeah.
You remember that? He's like 5'6" or something. Oh, yeah. He was shooting over people. It was like 6'8" or so.
Right now, they got a one armed player that's entering the draft.
Really?
Yeah. He's tall, though, but he's from the Caribbean, and there was some accident where, like, a wall fell and crushed his arm, they decided it was best to cut it off, and he dunks all over people. And
really?
Steals the ball. Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be.
Whatever team he goes to, I'm going to be for.
You're going
to
watch it? Yeah.
I would. I
have to check this out.
That may be what we need in basketball.
Is some amputees.
Yeah. Yeah, like Caitlin Clark. Why didn't the NBA ever recruit Caitlin Clark?
Think she could have made it?
I think she definitely could make 3 free throws. Put her in there at the end, let her get fouled. You know what I'm talking about?
She can shoot.
Golly, yeah. She can shoot. Yeah, I watched some highlight clips of her recently, and she was shooting, since they were guarding her, like, I mean, they were aggressive. She was just shooting them from like 6 foot behind the 3-point line. They were going in.
Yeah. Yeah, Clint, you could shoot like that. No?
Come on now.
No?
No.
All right. What do you do? You're
by
trade.
Sit on the couch and watch and eat potatoes.
No, you don't. You got to. You've done a lot of cool stuff. At least you lived in Nashville for a while, a guitar player, musician.
Yeah, aspiring.
Aspiring, you know, musician.
I like to play the guitar.
How long you been playing?
20-something years.
That long now?
Yeah.
That's cool.
How'd you get into it?
And, you know, I was a kid and got a stereo system and heard some music and wanted a guitar.
Yeah, went from there?
Yeah.
What's the last, you been into any good concerts lately?
Man, I went to a metal show recently.
Yeah?
Watched Alex Skolnick play.
Was it pretty good?
He could play.
Is he a shredder?
Yeah, he's a shredder.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool. I've never seen somebody like that live. I mean, I've heard some good records, but I hadn't been there to see it. I bet it's a performance, right?
It is. He did every little trick in the book to show us he could.
Really?
You know what I mean? He would tap and, like, run in his hand all the way up the neck. It was so cool. I was just like, wow, this guy's amazing.
It was good. So just watching it, you're kind of in awe or...
Yeah, he took lessons from Joe Satriani in high school.
Big guys, huh?
Yeah, he's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Him and Kirk Hammack.
Oh, yeah, Kirk Hammack Metallica.
Yeah.
I forgot about him. You know Metallica, too. They had the best bass player in the world. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Cliff Burton or something.
Yeah.
He got killed by the bus.
What?
The bus flipped over on him. They hit black ice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you know Kirk Hammack and him got into an argument.
Really?
That night, because Kirk Hammett went and laid in his bed. No, the bass player went and laid in Kirk Hammett's bed, just trying to, on the RV, trying to just kind of pee him off a little bit, you know?
Huh.
That's the same night that Kirk Hammett was like, forget it, I'm not
fighting
with him tonight, and goes and sleeps in his bed. bus flips over, they hit dry ice, the RV goes over on its side, and it killed the guy that stole the bed that
really
night.
Wow.
I feel like, man, we're on VH1 Storytellers.
I watch so many we could talk music. I love some VH1 stuff. That's where I saw it at.
Do y'all remember that show Pop-Up Video?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And in the music video, it pop the, you know, the little, that was the little bubble of information
back in the day of the 90s.
Was it? Was it VH1?
I don't remember.
I think it was MTV. None of them VH1 just sit there and play music anymore, do they?
No. That went away pretty fast.
That was the fun times. I mean, like sitting back and watching a good, even country.
Yeah.
You know, we watch CMT sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, they say that any video that's longer than a minute and 33 seconds, people flip it.
Really?
They don't watch past a minute 30.
Really?
Yeah, even like, that's why musicians, like, there's so many great guitar players out there now. There's just, they're everywhere. And they're all recording just for the views and to be like something to see that's cool.
You got to stand out, right?
And then short, it's short. They don't write anything epic like they used to.
There's no solos anymore.
Oh, have in music. In music, you don't hear a lot of solos.
No, classic rock, like Guns N' Roses, all them.
Yeah.
They had like a 1 minute solo.
Had the solo come
some
in.
Some of them had more solos than they did lyrics.
Like a song within a song.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved a good man just playing that air guitar in the car. Yes. You know what I'm talking about?
Have you ever heard some of the bands, they call out the solo before it happens, you know? Like they're letting you know. Solo! Oh, yeah.
I like, come on, Steve.
There you go.
Def Leppard.
Yeah, when they kind of call them out, you know? Like it's about, like, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Talk about one arm.
Def Leppard.
That's a story
right
there. One
arm drummer.
Yeah. Thunder God. That's what they called.
They had some good
stuck with
hits.
Him, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
They
you know?
Did. They could have. They could have said, "Sorry, man."
Loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're exactly. People. They weren't greedy like people today.
Yeah.
Like they were like, "That's our drummer. He's
they're
the piece
with
of the
him.
Band.
Yeah.
We're not letting. Yeah.
And he I did good. Uh-huh. He used both his feet. Right. He came up. He had the foot pedal.
Yeah.
And
I think
he
had
something
extra.
Special built.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has like
that's
so
cool.
Many. Dude, it is. Talk about talent. I mean.
Yeah.
And I think, wasn't it his dominant arm that he lost?
Oh, was it?
It was something weird like that. That may be off, but I knew it was something weird like that.
Either way, though, I mean,
dedication,
he's a drummer.
You know, he's so dedicated to keep going.
Yeah.
Stuck it out.
Well, as a musician, you've seen a lot of bands. What's your favorite so far you've seen? Do you have one, like a top three bands you've seen?
I mean, my favorite band I ever saw... The best band I saw would have been Nine Inch Nails.
That did you? So when did you see them? Recently or like?
It was like probably like 2008.
Wow.
Maybe 2010.
I bet that was a big show.
It was. It was in Atlanta at Phillips Arena, and it was good. It was so cool because it was so loud, but the sound was so good you could hear just the tiniest noise.
Oh yeah. It makes a difference when you have a good, you know, good mix.
Oh, yeah. Cello. I saw Radiohead there, too, same place.
Was it pretty good?
Radiohead was good.
Namakura.
Oh, here we go.
I love that song, man. I'm going to have to download that. I forgot all about Radiohead.
Yeah.
What about you? What's the best show you ever went to?
The best show. We've seen some good ones here lately. That's something me and my wife have started doing.
We've been
going to some shows. We've seen some good ones. One I didn't expect, Death Cab for Cutie.
Okay.
I didn't expect it, but because I didn't listen to a lot. But when they came out, the lights and everything, it was good.
So y'all like heavy metal?
No, this band is, I mean,
because I hadn't heard of them.
No, this is kind of...
Indie.
Alt, indie, yeah.
Okay. So,
Flaming Lips was good. Saw them at Avondale. Have y'all been to Avondale?
Yeah.
I have.
It's
not.
A nice place.
Is it?
It's small, but they bring big bands in and just, you know, 45 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
It's nice to go see a band.
They had scheduled Ted Nugent, and then they canceled a show because people were protesting so bad.
Did they really? I didn't know that. They had to tell him just, sorry, dude, you're not coming.
Kind of crazy.
That is wild. Yeah, they've had some really good bands. I think Modest Mouse is coming up.
Oh, I love Modest Mouse.
Do you?
Yes, I like them.
You ought to go see them. Yeah. I mean, the tickets, too, there aren't crazy like some of places.
Yeah, I would like to go see Modest Mouse.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Do you remember? Do y'all remember 107.7 the X?
Yeah.
Man, if they could get something like that again, where they had all those bands come in there and play it, even acoustically.
Yes.
And, you know, like Nirvana.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was. That
I'll
was
tell
awesome.
You this.
Got some awesome shows put on by them.
Yes.
Peter and Ken's birthday bash.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say, I went to probably a couple with this guy right here, and a lot of people don't know this because we don't ever tell it because nobody believes us. But. We had made it down to the very front at the Stone Temple Pilots concert, and Scott Weiland, lead singer, gets down with the microphone and it just has it right. I mean, Clint's just singing,
we like
flush, like yes. I mean,
no
right,
kidding.
yeah. Like he was right there with us. Like it
you
was,
know what sucks? Y'all
wild.
Didn't have cell phones.
Oh,
then,
I know. Yeah, that's the thing.
So nowadays you got to have like three witnesses.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was great not having cell phones. That was the time.
It was really, a little bit. It kind of made it too, right? Mm, but that. He can vouch for me. That happened.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was fun.
That's
was.
Awesome. I just recently found my Kiss Zippo lighter.
Really?
I have been carrying
a
that
Kiss
thing.
Kiss lighter.
Yeah, Zippo. Like, I probably, it's like, I think it says 1992 on it or
wow.
something. Yeah. Yeah, I just recently found it. That's the best concert I've ever been to. Was Kiss. Okay. Yeah.
No were doubt. You, how old were you?
I would say 17. So about 17. 24 years ago. It was their farewell tour.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Eagles farewell tour, but the Eagles about put me to sleep.
What's if it would have been for what's Joe the Walsh. Craziest thing you ever saw at a concert?
The craziest thing I ever seen.
At a big one, yeah.
Okay, this is going to sound, this could be stupid or it could be cool, but I went to a Foo Fighters concert. That's okay. They're a tie with Kiss probably on.
In town, in Birmingham?
Birmingham, okay. Out the BJCC.
Okay.
And... you know, you're like, these musicians, they just, they'll probably play an hour and a half and they're off the stage and they're going to drink somewhere or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not Dave Grohl. He goes out. Everybody is standing up, picking up their cups and all this kind of stuff, you know, like cleaning up. The big screen comes back on. Dave Grohl's leaned up against the wall. He's smoking a cigarette, putting a new piece of bubble gum in.
Really?
Yeah. And he says, and he probably already played like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And he says... holds up the number one, and everybody started booing him. I'm like, why are they booing Dave Grohl? Because I'd never been to a concert.
Yeah.
He goes up to 5. People start getting louder, and I'm like, what is he doing? Are they saying, oh, they're going to say 10 out of 10. So he does the 10. The crowd goes crazy. He walks back out, and he says, I'm going to play every single song again.
No way. Are you kidding me?
I'm serious as a heart attack. He said, I got backstage, and... I don't have anything to do. He said, this party here
they
is way
played,
funnier than anywhere
they
else.
Played everything.
It was almost
again.
Like 2 o'clock in the morning when we left. But what he did, he had that Skin and Bones album that had came out.
Yeah. It was like a double disc or something.
Well, they had all that acoustic. You know, he went back and did all of his stuff acoustic. Yeah. So at this concert, he dropped a stage down on the other end. And so you were literally front row almost at some point. Or you were close at some point.
They did like a house tour. Like they let people all apply to try to be the one that gets them, but they went around the nation playing at people's houses.
Really?
Really? Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
That'd be wild. Did you apply?
He enjoys it.
Yeah, he does.
Uh-huh. They enjoy it.
Clint, did you apply to be on?
No. I wasn't the biggest fan of the Foo Fighters. I don't dislike them. They were a big band. They had some good songs, but, you know, I don't...
It just wasn't your...
Well, I liked Queens of the Stone Age that he played drums in a lot.
Yeah.
I thought he belonged behind a drum kit more than on a guitar and singing.
Yeah.
He's a great drummer, man.
I might get rocks thrown at me, but I think he sings better than Kurt Cobain did.
You like him better. You just prefer
and that's a huge debate, too. People will get mad about it.
I think you have your purist or something, but I think most people, I mean, they, you know.
I'm thinking even the songwriting, the Foo Fighters music itself was better than
maybe
Nirvana's.
It's a little more,
I like Nirvana. Don't
maybe it's
wrong.
A little more accessible.
Yeah.
You think?
I think so. I think he come right in there, and he was still kind of lingering off of classic rock, but he was trying to move into the new age, and I think they killed it on that, dude.
Yeah. I think he fit right into where he came out.
That's what I'm trying to say, I guess.
You're right. You
know, a lot of big bands at that time had gotten in disagreements and split up that were, like, really good, and...
That's the sad part about it.
That's right.
You know,
I was at this Widespread Panic concert, and they were really good. Like Widespread Panic, they're good. But the thing about it that I didn't like, because I don't do anything, I don't partake in anything, you know.
That's kind of, in other words, you're saying that's a jam band. They got a following,
and their fans are very, they get really far gone.
Gotcha.
And this dude, we're all in this big crowd. It's in Tuscaloosa, and all of a sudden, this huge hole opens up in the audience over to my left, and we look over there, and there's this dude. He had taken all his clothes off.
No
completely
way.
Butt
no
naked.
No way.
And, he got so wasted, he laid down and he passed out naked, and they ran back over there and put his clothes on.
Yeah. That's like what most people dream about in a nightmare, right?
When
I mean, this guy just lived it and said, well, here we go.
Talk about music, too. What's like, this is one band, two bands I really wish I could see before I die. Fleetwood Mac and Pearl Jam.
Huh, you never saw Pearl Jam.
Just going around.
Yeah.
I know it, man.
You got a show coming. I think they're coming up. They're going to be in Nashville.
See, I was more of like Counting Crows. I like that kind of stuff.
Counting Crows. Yeah.
Widespread Panic. I used to know these people that would get together and watch
so
it.
Good.
They would get together and like listen to that music and just drink red wine. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
Totally chilling, you know?
Yeah, just hang out. I think. Yeah, you may have missed your shot on Fleetwood. I think Fleetwood Mac maybe. I don't think they're getting back together. What it sounds like. I think that's over.
I went to at the same Widespread Panic concert. I met this girl, and she talked me and my friends into going to this pizza place after the show.
Yeah,
we went over there, and there was this guy performing, an old jam band guy that's from Georgia. He had a group called Aquarium Rescue Unit, and the bass player for Dead and Company was in the band, and the guitar player for I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He was in the movie. What's the movie with Billy Bob Thornton and that kid from here that was
Sling Blade.
Sling Blade.
Yeah,
he was in that movie.
Really?
In the movie Sling Blade.
Really?
But yeah, and the old guy, he. It was a good concert. He was sitting in a chair and he couldn't get up the whole time. And then he had I wish I could think of the guy's name. He had this birthday party about 3 years later where the guys from Widespread Panic and Derek Trucks and the guys from Fish and all these really big jam band guys played with him. And he died and like face planted on the stage in front of everybody at like his 70th birthday party.
Wow!
Hey, he went out doing what he loved.
Yeah, I guess so.
He was good.
I guess so. Wow.
No, that's a weird story.
Were you there, or that's just what happened?
No, that's what happened. I saw him, and he was good. It was cool.
So Nine Inch Nails. What was the other two? Top three.
I don't know. That's impossible to say, really.
You've seen so many.
I have. I've been to so many concerts. Really, one time I saw Wilco, and they were really good once. They kind of blew my mind. Yeah.
Is that more acoustic, or what are they?
They were, when I saw them, they had the whole band, and it was very good. I actually wish I wouldn't have done this, and I regret it, but I walked away from, I saw them. And then I went to a big concert down on the beach, the Hangout Festival.
Oh, yeah. Gulf Shores.
Walked off from, because how good they were, I walked off from Chris Cornell on the acoustic.
Really?
To watch them. And he was singing like an angel behind me. And I feel so dumb that I did that. But Soundgarden had just gotten back together, and I was a little frustrated that it wasn't Soundgarden.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I wish I would have watched him.
Yeah, that would have been your last chance, probably. You think so?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you never know, I guess.
Matchbox 20, have you ever seen them live?
No. I bet that's a good show.
Man, like them and Creed.
I saw their singer.
Like, they did so good. And it's...
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
Rob
did
Thomas.
Do good.
Yeah.
He sings like on some Christmas shows, or not like the New York lighting, lighting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was on there last year, maybe the year before. Me and my wife was watching it, and I was like, that's Rob Thomas.
When you're in Nashville, like there's a scene there, you know, and there's places where like really good players go and stuff. And there's this little bitty place. It's just a little bigger than in here that I saw Robert Johnson came and did a show there. Or, you know, Robert Randolph and the family band. Robert Randolph, and Rob Thomas came as a guest.
Really? In the small venue there.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
That's cool.
I bet that would be cool, man. I don't know why Rob didn't jump on one of these bands that's like needing a singer.
I'm surprised too. He's got a really distinct
and
voice.
And he's young. Yeah. You know, I think he's probably about 40, right?
Yeah.
45,
our
maybe.
Age, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, he's still young to have it.
But Creed's kind of making a comeback.
I heard that.
Aren't they?
Are they really?
Yeah, I've kind of heard that. They're kind of coming back.
They were good. You know, I mean, the thing is, their first albums were so big.
Yeah, they were,
you know, like
were
Matchbox
big albums. 20,
yeah, every song was good. You know, you didn't really hardly skip through much.
Right. It was back when you listened to put the CD in.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, I feel like bands would put out they would have like one really good song. Yeah. Then they'd have 14. It was crap because they just wanted to get it on an album. Y'all agree with that?
Oh, kind of, yeah.
Creed is crazy because their guitar player, he's really good guitar player, but he doesn't show it with them. He kind of just like hides it. He's got this awesome guitar that's like a custom Paul Reed Smith.
Really?
Paul Reed Smith only made like two of them, and he like drew it out on this board and
came
up with a shape. Then they made it, and a lot of people want it, but Paul Reed Smith's like, nah, we would need another CNC machine. I'm not releasing this guitar.
So that's the only version of that.
Wow.
How cool would that be to have something like that? You know what I mean?
It would be.
What would it be worth?
Oh, man. Well, if it belonged to me, nothing. But, you know, in the hands of, you know, somebody like Creed's guitarist, I guess something. How do y'all listen to music now? Mostly, like when you want to listen, what do?
I got my songs pre-downloaded.
What do you mean, like on your phone?
Yeah, and then
do
I was
have
Bluetooth
an app or anything, or it's just files.
You
on
know,
your phone?
You can't get the app that I have anymore.
Really?
But I can still use it. What? It's called Musify.
Musify.
Yeah, and it actually.
So you've got some old defunct app that.
Dude, I'm still using a Hotmail account. Okay.
He is. I asked him the other day. I said, I needed to email him something. I said, "What's your email?" He's like, "At hotmail.com." And I was like, "I didn't know that's still working." Yeah, that's right.
It takes a little while to get logged in if you accidentally log yourself out because I got to remember that password from 1990
password. This problem is like Foo Fighters rock, right? Is that true? I just outed his password.
When emails like first started getting popular, like big, I think I was in about 9th grade, maybe 10th grade.
Yeah.
And the teacher sat us down and said, "Y'all need to make an email with your name."
That's smart.
Yeah, so we did. Everybody made an email with their name. Yeah. And we checked our emails in the morning. Yeah. Everybody just got junk, you know.
Yeah.
We were young.
Yeah.
And she just kind of walked us through it. And we did that for, I guess, half a semester or something. And I just kept the email.
Kept it since then?
Yeah, I've had it ever since the 9th grade, I guess.
Really? Yeah. Clint, what's the longest you've had an email?
I still have my old email.
Do you?
Yeah, like from high school.
Hotmail or something? Or
Yahoo.
Yahoo. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I let a couple of mine go, but I had some Hotmail.
Did you? Well, nowadays, like if I have to get a Gmail account,
yeah,
I have to do like Jacob Gibbs 15769.
You're not getting what you want.
No.
Yeah. I'm the worst at like remembering passwords.
Oh, so. Are you?
Mm-hmm. It's terrible. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
And I go to do something and it's just a nightmare.
I got to remember this again.
Yeah.
I use the same password, and I change the number at the end.
Just a slide.
They said there was just the biggest data breach in history with Apple recently. It was Apple and who else? Something, and they were saying that people need to check their bank accounts. Whoever involved, it's all crazy. Yeah, it was Apple, and it was
like a credit card company or something.
I'm having something like that. It was banking or either or what did Elon Musk come up owning? The
PayPal or something?
Yeah, PayPal and Apple maybe. Yeah. I don't.
Well, how do you listen to music?
Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify. I do too. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing because sometimes I just listen to I have the same playlist.
Yeah.
So I don't bother looking for new stuff sometimes, but there's a ton out there. Anything you want, it's out there.
You know that if you with Spotify, if you let them go past the algorithm for like whatever you're listening to, and then it goes on where they can pick what you're doing, they've got this thing. It's kind of like a it's a way to launder money.
What?
But yeah, and they'll take and make songs with AI, and they'll put it on there, and they're getting plays, and they're getting paid for making it. Like there's big there's lots of videos about this.
So like AI music is popping in the algorithm.
Yeah, they run it through there just to seriously get the plays to make money off of it. It's the craziest things. Our music, wow. The music industry has gone. It's totally different than it used to be.
Oh man,
it's a different story now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Gosh.
So Spotify though, that's your main go-to.
See, mine it's convenient. Pulls,
yeah, it is.
Yeah. Mine pulls off of YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you get the ads and everything?
Yeah, I get. So as soon as I pick the first song, it gives me an ad, and then I can go for a while without. But it's my playlist. But it does. It pulls them off YouTube. Yeah. Huh. And sometimes it'll say, YouTube can't. We can't play this music. YouTube streaming. Blah blah blah. But then 5 minutes later, and click on it again, it'll play. But we can't find that app because my buddy wanted it. But it's still working for me, and I still get like upgrades and stuff on it.
I never understand these big tech companies, especially YouTube. If you've ever uploaded any kind of video, you know, every now and then you'll get some kind of even if it's bogus, like a copyright strike or something, like they'll say like, oh, we heard 5 seconds from a car going by of some music, and they'll find it.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, you can go on there and find anything. I mean, movies and, you know, how are they missing all that? But then they can just come in and like get
picking
you
on the little people.
Yeah,
man.
I guess that's what it is.
That's for sure.
Hey. Yeah, but I like that hat you got on.
Yeah.
Jacob, what do you got there?
Look, man, this thing starved me to death for like 3 days. It still smelled like Dutch's Bakery.
Is that what it says? Yeah, Dutch's Bakery.
Dutch's Bakery. Wait, let's see. It's got their year they started.
Yeah,
on there
too. It says something on there. What's it say?
1939, bro.
1939.
Yeah, that's a long time.
A long time.
Stone ground. There's stuff back then.
Really? You know? Yeah, I guess you're right. They have like the wheel.
Running a horse around circles out there.
Maybe grinding that down for the wheat for the donuts, huh? The flour? Pretty good idea. Yeah, Dutch's is good.
I like it, dude.
Krispy Kreme's pretty good, too. I wouldn't mind having a Krispy Kreme in town.
Would you really?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I know people, you know.
Okay, so Krispy Kreme, though, I will say this. I like their chocolate donut.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is something different, but not in the gas stations.
No, you want it straight from the conveyor belt.
I think that's what ruined
belt.
Me with Krispy Kreme. See, at Dutch's, you got to go get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have y'all been to Dunkin' yet?
No.
No? Nobody's even gone by there.
Nope. I don't even know where it's at.
That shopping center. It's a wild shopping
center. You're talking about the parking lot, the in and out? It is pretty wild in there. And they built it right in the middle of the parking lot, I feel like. It's over there by, you know where the foundry is? KFC?
Yeah. Okay.
It's in that. Yeah.
Yeah. I have seen it. KFC's about to be gone, man.
In town?
They say they're closing a bunch of them around.
Did y'all see that KFC commercial?
Hey, no, which one? Got it.
Oh, goodness gracious. They got this commercial. It's so crazy. It's Believe in Chicken is the commercial, but it starts out with these people out in the woods, and all of a sudden they find this big golden egg, and they carry it to this shoreline. And then it looks like a baptism scene out, and they're on the shoreline, and this lady picks up this guy and carries him out over the water, and she dips him in to like baptize him, pulls him up. It was gravy, and all of a sudden he's a drumstick, a big chicken drumstick.
I have not heard.
She holds it over.
I've not seen that.
Oh, it's interesting. You should watch it.
So that's a KFC commercial.
He got baptized in gravy. That.
Yeah, I heard they're not doing good. I heard KFC was not doing good.
It doesn't sound like it if this is what they're happening to you.
Hey, that gravy, though. Oh, my Lord.
You're saying you'd be willing to be baptized?
Yeah, I'll get baptized in some gravy.
In the gravy?
You know, yes. When that Titanic collapsed, you know, when the submarine collapsed.
The submarine down there?
A law was passed by our government where the FDA approves lab-grown meats. And, like, there's a lot. Like meat you buy at Costco and places. I bought it a lot, you know, back in the day, but they've got these companies have figured out how to culture one egg, and they'll put that embryo in a gigantic vat that looks like something you would brew beer with. Yeah. And they come back later and it's like all chicken breast. And a lot of people think that, yeah. And a lot of people think that like KFC is doing that because they don't really call themselves chicken anymore. It's more KFC. And it's real. Look it up.
This is a conspiracy theory yeah. I'm interested in.
Well, it was passed where the FDA, lab grown meat.
Yeah.
It's legal. It's, you can buy it.
Huh.
You know,
we're getting too smart, man.
Yeah, are we?
I'm not, but the people, these people around me are. they're coming out with a movie. He said the Titanic.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a movie coming out. The movie behind when they went down in that little.
Really? Submersible?
And, yeah. It imploded.
Yeah.
Is that what they call that?
Yeah.
How do you make a movie of that?
Well.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I guess it. Just the whole story behind it.
Is James Cameron directing that?
I'm not sure.
I know, right? I mean, that sounds like it's going to be a happy ending.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's terrible.
But I'm like, I would have nightmares if I watched something about being stuck in something that small.
I was going to say, it sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. But how many people would hop in that thing with him being like, oh, let me make sure my Nintendo controller's charged? I mean, it was an Xbox controller is what he was driving that thing with.
He was driving it with?
Yeah, and I'm not making that up. That is true. Don't you remember it's an Xbox controller he drove that thing with?
Did y'all do the Minecraft movie? Did y'all go to the theater?
I did. Yeah.
Would y'all see what they were doing? Jockey. Yeah. Did you see any of that? What they were doing when they would say that in other theaters?
Me, my son went like the first day it came available.
Yeah.
And I checked him out of school so I didn't have to worry about all that crap.
That's cool. Yeah.
He's been waiting on it, been waiting on it.
They were destroying movie theaters.
I heard, man, when it said chicken jockey, they was throwing their
popcorn, big bags of popcorn, people smuggling chickens in there, all kinds of stuff.
They had chickens in there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My son, I almost said my boy, but he's fixing to be 7.
Yeah.
And he is obsessed with Minecraft.
He likes Minecraft.
He actually, he says it's like less than like a 1% chance, but he actually found the chicken jockey on the game.
Get out of town.
No, but he plays this thing religiously.
Yeah, he likes it.
Yeah, I've got a video of it on my phone.
They love Minecraft.
He likes building and just the world, all of it.
Yeah, I do too. I like he'll go over and help villages or, you know what I mean? Like just different stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's cool that you can go in and like destroy people's worlds.
Have you done that? Have you gone into somebody's world and just demolished it?
Walker said that happened to him too.
You're that guy. You're the guy going in demolishing the world.
That's like Clash of Clans.
You go in and take over somebody's village.
Oh, it made me so mad. My brother would like, come in there and just total my place at night, or whatever.
Yeah.
That's why I quit playing video games. You don't have enough time. And then these other guys, they got a lot of time and they will slaughter you.
Uh-huh.
They make it embarrassing to even hold a controller.
Yeah.
I tried to play Fortnite and it was a bad situation.
Is that fun?
It was okay. This would have been several years ago. Yeah. But I thought, I'll be good at this. No, I wasn't. I ended up hiding in the bathroom in the Tilted Towers. It was not a good situation.
See, I only like playing sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, baseball, football, that kind of stuff.
Those kind of games.
Yeah, like college, back when they had I think it's back out now, the college football.
Yeah.
Man, you get your buddies over there, out their team.
It was fun.
Oh, some smack talking, it was fun.
Yeah. Clint, do you play anything now, or are you done?
No, I don't play any games. I play Mario with my son,
Yeah.
The original?
Mario. No, some of the newer spinoffs. You can play two players at once on some of the newer Mario games, and you can mess with each other. It's kind of
fun. You can throw them off the cliff edge and stuff. We do that, too.
Walker just push them. Whoops.
Yep. You can pick them up and throw them. Yeah,
I'm kind of bad. I'll steal my little kid's candy. I got some embarrassing things I do to them.
I'm a candy eater myself.
Yeah. You take the kid's candy.
Well, I'd rather have like gummy bears and that kind of stuff than chocolate.
Yeah.
Are y'all like that?
I'm an equal opportunist.
Like a Snickers bar right here and a pack of Sweet Tarts. I'm going to swap that Snickers away and I'm getting the Sweet Tarts.
You're going straight for the candy. Sweet Tarts.
Yeah.
What kind of candy do you eat?
I like gummy candy a lot.
Gummies? Yeah. Like gummy bears?
Sour straws.
Sour straws? Yeah. What about all this red dye talk?
I get the blue ones.
Do y'all worry about that?
I think there is something to that.
I think there is. And, you know, I think they make the blue out of the red.
That would not surprise me either.
You know, it makes little kids misbehave real badly.
It's almost like a different kid. Yes, it did it to my kids.
Really? Uh-huh. So y'all got rid of the red dyes?
Well, here's the wild thing about it. It can happen on strawberries. It can happen on watermelon. We think it's just anything red.
Wait, hold on. Go back.
Strawberries, we used to think was making my daughter like... ill.
You're not talking about the red dyes. You're talking about just a red color.
Yeah, which Skittles was what we ended up stopping my son from for a while when he was little. A
lot of red dyes in there.
Oh, dude, it was like a different kid.
Really?
Oh, laying on the floor and scream and kick. Yeah.
You've seen that too?
You know, after every holiday, like it'll be a couple of days, I'll let them have candy. Then I'm like, no, we're getting this out of here. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
You just say the end. This is the end.
I'm not going to deal with that. No.
Huh.
That was the ones that got my son with Skittles. But I know it sounds so funny, but there's a mother out there right now, our father's going, I've seen my kid get crazy on some watermelon and strawberries.
Really?
I'm serious.
Were you sure there wasn't something else in there?
Or maybe, maybe they were just so happy because they love them.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the Skittles, we would tell, I mean, you would have to stop him for a minute, hold him by his shoulders and be like, you are acting a fool.
Huh.
We are in a restaurant. You know what I mean? Like, stop. You know? Yeah. And both
would
my kids
work,
are great
though?
Kids.
Would that work when you would stop them? He'd kind of come to.
I mean,
he's like, give me some more Skittles.
It was like a rage. I mean, it really was.
When my daughter was young, she's 16 now, but when she was little, I used to, when she'd be acting bad at a place, just to mess with her, I'd be like, I'm going to sell you to China. And she'd like walk through Walmart screaming and yelling, don't sell me to China. I'd be laughing so hard, you know.
I made up this old lady that we were going to drop the kids off.
You did not.
Yes, I did. Ezel was her name. I will not lie to you. That's how you threatened the kids? Yes, we told them I was going to take them to Ezel's. It was cold in there, and it was dark. Her lights didn't really work great, and there's just going to be eating sandwiches.
You invented this whole house.
Oh, yeah. This is where I mess up. I just type in Google. I can't remember exactly, like old, you know, white-haired, you know.
You found a woman.
Yeah, witchy-looking woman, something. And we got this really mean-looking grandmother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter has never slept in her bed since.
That's terrible.
An animal, man.
That is terrible.
But no, it ain't because of that.
If y'all misbehave, I'm taking you to Ezel's house.
They'd be like, don't take me to Ezel's.
Is it like in town or just somewhere?
Oh, no. How did we describe the place?
Like, you know, did you ever like drive by somewhere? Like,
I think we're getting close. Yeah, used to say the old abandoned house close to Parkside, I think, might be the one Whitney told him was the, yeah.
Like, we're coming up. We're coming up on Ezel's.
They straightened up. Yeah, no doubt. You know how when you're getting ready for vacation?
And
how kids are just, you know, whatever, you're ready to go, everybody's ill. Yeah. And it's like, if y'all don't stop it, I'm going to drop you off at Ezel's on the way to the beach. I have to try that.
I hate I did that, but
it did work.
Ezel's.
That sounds like a scary name.
It does. Yeah. That'd be a good movie.
Ezel's, you know? A night at Ezel's.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that'd be pretty scary.
I know somebody with like the last name Ezel.
Do you? Are they scary?
No. He thinks he is, but he's
not. Yeah.
This lady here was terrifying. She had like the, you know, the teeth even that looked scary and yeah.
And do y'all do horror movies?
I used to. Do you?
Yeah. Do you don't anymore?
No, not really. There's.
Yeah.
I don't know. They've gotten to where that. What are they putting out that's good now, you know?
Oh, you're saying the quality's declined.
It's too gory and all that nowadays,
too. I don't get into the over the top, just kind of shock value kind of stuff.
Same way with Chris Angel. I used to love watching Chris Angel, the magician. I watched him religiously for seasons and seasons.
Yeah.
And I saw this one video where he cut this guy's ball head open and pulled a card out of it, and I turned it off. I said, I'm not ever watching it again. Well, I watched a Vince Vaughn movie recently called Nana. Have y'all seen that?
I saw it advertised. Was it good?
It's family friendly. Yeah. It was decent for a movie like that. I don't normally watch something, you know, like that. But it was very good.
He's quick witted.
He is.
He is, man.
He ad libs and all that.
I think he's my favorite actor, actually.
Of all time.
I think so. I think he is.
What's your favorite Vince Vaughn movie? Wedding Crashers?
Old school Wedding Crashers. I don't know, man. That'd be hard one between them two, yeah.
I like Old School. Be Cool.
Hilarious.
What was that?
Be Cool.
Be Cool? What was that one? What was that about?
It's funny, man. It's like gangsters in L.A., and it's got John Travolta, but The Rock is his bodyguard in it, and The Rock plays a gay guy that's a bodyguard, and then Vince Vaughn is like, he's kind of like a gangster wannabe.
It's hilarious. Yeah, I don't know if I saw that one.
That'd be funny. I need to see that. I need to watch that one because I do. I like Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
But you know, Wedding Crashers, even some of those lines, like whenever he comes down and he's making that big old plate of breakfast. Y'all remember that? He's squirting the syrup all over.
Yes.
And he's like, John, don't talk to me or whatever. You know, he's like, don't know.
You leave me in the trenches taking grenades.
And then he smacks himself on the butt and he says, I'm about to take this home down the road. man. That's the kind of movies I love.
What's the last movie you rented? You remember?
Ooh, rented.
Yeah. Have you rented? Do you ever go and, you know, you can still rent some.
The Lord Has Eyes. The Ring Has Eyes. The Hill Has Eyes. What's that movie?
The Hills Have Eyes.
Me and my wife were dating back then.
That was a creepy one.
She was in Auburn.
Oh, that's creepy. A crazy movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she rented like it because she wanted to snuggle on my arm. You know?
The horror movies make it, yeah. That was a weird one, right?
I'm just not a horror guy, I don't think at all. No. Yeah. Saw's like you're saying, you know, this first Saw was kind of interesting because it was like, dude's been laying there the whole time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like you were talking about on the third one and all that, it's just kind of like, how much gore can we possibly fit in here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like quality's downgraded lately, you know. Yeah. Besides Dave Chappelle now. I love some Dave Chappelle. That guy cracks me.
Do you watch a lot of Dave Chappelle?
I like the line, the way he blurs the line and steps over it, and he just dares everybody to have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle did things on TV that I don't know if he could do it again.
I don't know if anybody can.
I don't know if he could. That first, I think it was the first episode.
Yeah. I mean, the Chappelle Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, with the blind supremacist. That's all I'm going to say.
He had a breakdown, you know, and just disappeared from that show. Yeah.
Making so much money, right? Didn't it just.
Well, when you
think he turned down a bunch of money.
Well, he's not.
Yeah.
I don't think he plays in their little club like how the Hollywood has their club, because he's got to be the best comedian and the biggest one in the world, but he's not made nearly as much money as other guys because he's not willing to do the things they do. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think these recent Netflix deals, I think he skyrocketed on up there with that money.
He's natural. Good,
but if you really look it up, he's not even in the game with these other guys, even though he makes the content that, like, to me is the most. You can't look away from what he does. Yeah. You know?
But it's going to be hard to compete with the Kevin Harts of the world. I mean, that guy's taking
Kevin over. Hart is funny too, man. He is.
Did y'all see the Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp and Cat Williams, where Cat Williams said all this stuff about
Hollywood and all that. Cat Williams gets out there.
They were afraid he was going to release some more Diddy stuff too, right? When something like that came up.
Yeah,
I like Cat Williams too. He seems like he's about as sincere as anybody. Yeah,
he's out there. I mean, he'll come in and just talk all kinds of crazy stuff. He doesn't care.
No filter whatsoever. No, uh-uh.
And the way he says it. Kind of his presentation of it, so right?
Funny. Oh yeah,
that's funny.
Cat Williams is hilarious.
He is. What's the guy? What's the guy that had the mullet for a while? He's kind of young, and he's a newer comedian that's pretty funny.
Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, Theo Vaughn. Is he coming pretty soon?
Yeah, he'll be in Tuscaloosa soon.
He was already there, he's I think.
Fun. Oh, did we miss it?
It was April.
Dang, it was way back.
I know.
I can't believe we missed it.
I'm his long-lost cousin.
That's what they called Jacob on TikTok. They call him Timu Vaughn.
Yeah, sure.
Have you seen that? They do.
Or Wish, or... I put a song on there, and me and my son acting like we were playing Bon Jovi. They called me Theo Bon Jovi. I mean, it was like just...
He kind of looks like what you thought Jonathan Taylor Thomas was going to grow up to look like. But it just didn't work out for him.
Oh, the Home Improvement. That was what happened to him? Washed up?
I don't know.
That is too funny, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I told somebody the other day that was dressed, and I said, dude, you look like you should be the fifth guy on Big Bang Theory. I said, you dress like a straight nerd, brother.
That's good. That's good. Well, Clint. Super glad you came in to hang out with us. Clint Chalkley here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
We'll get you back on. You come back on anytime.
Oh, yes, dude.
Come in and sit with us. Have fun.
I'm Jacob Gibbs. I went out of turn.
I'm Michael Sapp. We've been here with
Clint Chalkley.
Thanks for watching. We'll catch y'all next time.